Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Church, good evening, good evening. Please say hello to someone before you sit down. How was your day? Hope you had a wonderful day. I had a great day. Hope it wasn't too difficult getting here. We say good evening to our online audience. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for making it here. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. How many people remembered what we talked about last week? How many people remember what we talked about last week? How many people remember? How many people were here last week? How many people remember what we talked about? Okay, I'm going to do a recap. I'll do a quick recap of that before I go into today. We're still talking faith. And 1 John 5 and verse 4. It says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world." KJV says, "Even our faith." For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. So faith is that important. It is through our faith that we overcome the world. It is through our faith that we overcome the world. So we need to know how this faith works. We need to know all there is to know about faith. Last week we were talking about the fundamentals of faith. And just 3 points I had last week. Believe it and say it. Point number 2, act on it. And point number 3, faith works by love. Faith does not work in an unforgiving heart. Very essential. This evening we're going to be talking about how faith comes. How does faith come? I just read the scripture now. We overcome. The victory that overcomes the world is our faith. So your faith is what you use to overcome the world, essentially. That's what that scripture is saying. So I'm going to go back to Hebrews. Hebrews 11:6, because Hebrews 11 is the handout of faith in the Bible, so to say. You know, when you have a handout, Hebrews 11 is the handout. So I read, okay. Let me start from verse 1. I saw a translation of that Hebrews 11:1 during the course of the week. And this is the Moffat's translation. And Hebrews 11:1 reads thus. It says, Now faith means that we are confident of what we hope for. We are convinced of what we do not see. Very clear. Faith means that we are confident of what we hope for. We are convinced of what we do not see. So, I mean, because, you know, when you read that Hebrews 11:1 in KJV, faith is the substance of things hoped for. This one says, faith means that we are confident of what we hope for. We are confident. We are convinced of what we cannot see. We do not see. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6, because like I said, this is the foundation for all of our teachings. on faith. 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." My emphasis is on the first part this evening. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. So if God is saying that without faith, it is impossible to please him, that means that that faith is within our reach, is something that we have, or is something that we can get. Because if we don't have it or we can't get it, then God will be unjust to say that without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hallelujah. So he says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So that means that this is something that is within your reach. It's something that you can get. Praise the Lord. So I go back to Romans 10, I read from I read from verse 13. I read verse 13 to 17. That's my background scripture. Then I go into some other scriptures. It says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." How many people have called on the name of the Lord here? How many people are saved? Did you find it to be so? Okay. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?" I'll talk about this more later. "And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed our report?' So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I said now that if faith is not within our reach, then God will be unjust to say that we cannot please him without faith. So if we lack faith, we are to blame. Amen? If we lack faith, we are to blame. Romans 12 and verse 3. Don't forget that. Some people say, "I don't have faith." That is your fault if you do not have faith. Okay? Romans 12 and verse 3 says, "For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." I like that scripture. "But to think soberly." It says, "As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." So, foundationally, ground zero, everybody has faith. Everybody has a measure of faith. God has given everyone a measure of faith. God has given you a measure of faith. It is that measure of faith that even got us to accepting Christ in the first place. Ephesians 2 verse 8. Ephesians 2 verse 8. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this faith," it says, "is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." So essentially we can say that that measure of faith is a gift from God. So it's like God is starting us out, all of us, starting us out on a particular level. Everybody has a measure of faith. So if you do not have faith now, it is because you have not worked on what God gave you. You have not developed it, and you don't pray for faith. You don't pray for faith. Anybody that is raising prayer for faith is just wasting time. You don't pray for faith. Romans 10 that I just read, and it says, faith comes by hearing. There are some things that are just clear. Just clear. You don't pray for faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. We'll go into that. So we don't pray for faith. We are to grow our faith. We are to grow our faith. Everybody has a measure of faith. So what you now do with that, your measure of faith, is left to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you don't have faith, you can get it. Because it says faith comes. I like what Pastor used to say. He says, if faith comes, that means faith can go. And a lot of times, faith departs from us because we don't do what we're supposed to do. Okay? So, we are to grow our faith. Our faith can be measured. I'm going to go through some scriptures that shows, you know, us different levels of faith. 2 Thessalonians 1. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3. It says, we are bound. This was Paul, you know, to the Thessalonians. It says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. He was applauding them because their faith was growing, and it was growing in leaps and bounds. It was growing exceedingly, you know. And the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other. So their faith was growing. Their faith was growing. So we are to grow our faith. Can you give me that in NIV? That scripture in NIV. We have NIV, yeah? 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3 in NIV. Do you have? You don't have. Okay, do you have it? You don't have it. Okay. Or it's not coming up. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3. It says, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so. It says, because your faith is growing more and more. Your faith is growing more and more. So our faith is supposed to be growing more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 4. Mark 4. Mark 4 from verse 35. Just take note of the descriptions of faith that we're given here. I won't read everything, but I'm going to verse 40. He said to his disciples, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. He says, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? So there's a level of no faith. They did not have any. None at all. Even though they had been with Jesus and he had done several things, they still did not have any. So this one was zero level. There was no faith. Hallelujah. No faith. Matthew 14 and verse 31. Matthew 14. You can place yourself, you can decide, you know, you can check where you are in all of this. It says, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. This was Peter walking on water. It says, and caught him, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Let me go back to NKJV. What does that say? Don't leave NIV. I just read that out of. Okay. So, verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you of little, why did you doubt? So we have seen no faith. This one is little faith. Okay. Matthew 8 and verse 10. Matthew 8 and verse 10. When Jesus heard it, this was the centurion. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. So we have seen no faith. We have seen little faith. We have seen great faith. Thank you for following. Luke 17. Luke 17 and verse 5. And this was where Jesus was telling them about forgiving your whoever offends you 70 times 7. And in verse 5, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. So our faith should increase. Our faith should increase. Romans 4. Romans 4. Verse 19 to 20. So he's talking about Abraham here. It says, I'm not being weak in faith. So notice that. Abraham was not weak in faith. He did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20 says, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong. I think it's KJV that says he was strong in faith. This one says, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. So initially, it was told that he was not what? Weak in faith. And how do you exhibit weakness in faith? By considering your circumstances. That's how you exhibit weakness in faith. He was not weak in faith because he did not consider his condition. He did not consider his circumstances. And then we go on to say, they say that he was strong in faith because he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. Praise the Lord. So we have seen no faith, little faith, great faith. We have seen weak faith. We have seen strong faith. Lastly, Acts chapter 6. I said one can actually place. And you know, at different times we oscillate. Sometimes we are no faith. Sometimes we are little faith. Sometimes we are weak faith. Depending on what it is, sometimes we are strong faith. But this is what God wants for us. Acts 6 and verse 5. And the same pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. That is where God wants us to be. A man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. A man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. A man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to use Mark 5 that we used last week to illustrate some things. Mark 5. The story of the woman with the issue of blood. Start from verse 25. Verse 27, it says, when she heard about Jesus. When she heard. If you go back to that Romans that we read, Romans 10, when she heard. The basis of all of the things that she did was because she heard something. She heard. And Romans 10, 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So she heard about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. Like I said, she must have heard about the many things that he had done. He had healed the sick, raised the dead, and all of that. She heard about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Romans 10:17. I'm going to read it in three versions. Romans 10:17. I read it first in the TPT. In TPT translation. Do you have it? Okay. It says, faith then is birthed in a heart that responds to God's anointed utterance of the anointed one. Faith then is birthed in a heart. Faith comes by hearing. So they are saying it's birthed in their hearts. That hearing for them, you are responding to God's anointed utterance of the anointed one. So here they're saying that hearing is just not hearing of everything. It is responding to the anointed utterance. So that your hearing has to be anointed. It's not everybody that speaks that you are listening to. That hearing has to be anointed. And that anointing is of the anointed one. Jesus Christ is the anointed one. We all know that. Praise the Lord. I read it again in the Amplified. Amplified Classic, please. Amplified Classic. He says, so faith comes by hearing what is told. That woman heard what was told. You know, there's a story, you relate more when there's something you can. It says, faith comes by hearing what was told. That woman was told something. Before you got born again, somebody said something to you, was told. And what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. Somebody saying, how many things has Christ said? So essentially, outside of this, there's no faith. Essentially, outside of the word of God, there's no faith. So if anybody is telling you something that is out of this, it's not talking faith. That person has derailed or gone into their own way. So because this is the word, this is, they say Christ is, how do we say it? This is God's word to us in print. Jesus himself is word in flesh. So this is Jesus in print. That's what it is. The Bible is Jesus in print. It's love letter. They say it is the love letter that God is written to us. So this is Jesus in print. Amen. John 1:14, talking about when Jesus came, it says the word became flesh. So when Jesus came, he came in the flesh. But outside of him in flesh, this is him in print. So anything that is outside of here is not faith. If God is going to say anything to you and it does not correlate with this, please, it is not God speaking. It's another spirit. It's another spirit. And we have to be careful. We have to be careful because you know that a lot of things are going around. So it says, oh, you went to John 1:14. No, don't worry. Faith comes by hearing what is told. What are you being told? What is heard comes by the preaching of the message. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? Hallelujah. We have to cultivate the habit of hearing. We have to cultivate the habit of hearing. It's not, you know, Romans 10:17 NKJV. Go back to 10:17 NKJV. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. There are lots of times that people preach and they are not, the preaching is not, it's not word-based. Yes? I know that you have heard it here severally. Pastor says it. If even him, if he says anything, and you cannot verify it by the word, throw it away. So we have to be careful what we listen to. We have to be careful what we hear. Faith comes as the Holy Spirit speaks to us through the word. The Holy Spirit speaks to you through the word. So, yeah, faith comes by hearing. And that is why I would encourage this evening that sometimes when you are reading the Bible, if you have the audio Bible, it is good for you to listen, not just for you to read. I'm going to say something further ahead. For you to listen. Because it says it comes by hearing. It didn't say it comes by reading. Did I say don't read? No. But faith is birthed by hearing. That is the way God has fashioned it. By hearing. So, a lot of times, again, like I said, if it is possible, when you are alone and you are reading, why don't you put it on the audio? Or you yourself want to read it out to yourself. Paul was telling Timothy, said, give attention to reading. In fact, sometimes when you come to church, we should actually just, somebody should just read out the scriptures. We should just read out. So sometimes when you are even reading, you can actually read it out to yourself loud. Read it aloud to yourself. Or I do that when I'm, you know, how many people are following churches? We started reading Proverbs yesterday. How many people are following? So for that, you can actually put it on audio and be using your eyes to follow. But somebody is speaking it, is saying it into your hearing. That hearing is essential. It's very essential. Praise the Lord. Like I said, we have to be careful what we hear. Because we feed our spirits with our ears, just like we feed our bodies with our mouths. That's just what I just said. Your spirit is fed through your ears. That's the way God has designed it. He said faith comes by hearing. Your spirit is fed through your hearing, just like you feed your body through your mouth. The Spirit is fed through your hearing. Hallelujah. So we need to pay attention to what we are hearing, to what we hear. Don't be hearing news constantly 24 hours. 24/7, you are listening to news, you are listening to radio. They are playing all sorts of music. You know, you are hearing. Something is going into your spirit, man. And don't tell me it doesn't matter. It matters. It matters. What you expose yourself to matters. Maybe playing music or 24/7 music, you don't understand what they are saying. You know, you are just putting something in. Be careful what you hear. Hallelujah. It's very important. Be careful what you hear. Even in sermons, like I said, it's not everybody that is preaching the word of God. It's not everybody preaching that is speaking truth. It's not everybody preaching that is speaking truth. So be careful what you hear. You know, these days people are praying everywhere. You know, people join prayer meeting in the morning, join at night, join at noon. Be careful what you expose yourself to. Hallelujah. Be careful. Be careful. Acts 11:14. Acts 11:14. This is the story of Cornelius. If I'm right. Yeah, the story of Cornelius. Okay, so Acts 11:14 says, he was talking to, Cornelius, am I right? Yes. God was talking to Peter here, how he was going to go to the house of, am I right? Yes. To the house of Cornelius to preach. And he said this thing. He says, who will tell you? God talking to Cornelius. Go and call Peter. He will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved. Men are saved by hearing God's words. That's how salvation, that's how you were saved. We seem to forget these things. So, you know, after we are saved, we just go and start doing different things. Men are saved by hearing the word of God. And people are destroyed by hearing other things. People are destroyed by hearing other things. So men are saved by hearing. He will tell you words. I talked about words last week. I'm sure that in the course of this series, we'll probably talk about words. Because words are so important. Words are so important. You can't joke with it. He said, he will tell you words by which you will be saved. So what you hear is very important. It's very important. Matthew 4:4. Please give it to me in the TPT. This is a midweek service, so there's a lot of scripture. It's not Sunday service that we are trying to pump you up. Hallelujah. So please follow me. Matthew 4:4 in TPT. It says, he answered when Jesus was being tempted by Satan. First temptation, he said, he answered, the scriptures say, bread alone will not satisfy, but true life is found in every word that constantly goes forth from God's mouth. Every word that goes forth. So that is speaking, Abby. And as they are speaking, you are hearing. That constantly goes forth from God's mouth. So life is not just, I think NKJV talks about, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So if it's proceeding from the mouth of God, that means you are hearing it. You are hearing it. You are hearing it. Praise the Lord. Emphasis this night is on hearing. Because that is how faith comes. Hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Emphasis is on hearing. So we must give precedence to hearing the anointed spoken word. That's why you should not come to church just like that. When you are coming, pray for the person that is going to minister. Pray for yourself. That person will speak. Jesus said in John 6:63, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So that the person, when you are coming to church, the person that is speaking life to you. The person is not speaking death. Because it's easy to speak death. Hallelujah. So don't just come to church. It's church. No, please, when you are coming, pray. Pray for yourself that God will open up your comprehension to hear or to understand. Pray for the person preaching that the person will speak life. You know, we pray that prayer, and it's somewhere talking about how the preacher should speak as the oracle of God. It's so easy to speak amiss. It's very easy to speak amiss. So when you're coming to church, don't just come. Pray that the person speaking will speak anointed words. You know, you've heard people say, I just came to church. I had been thinking about something. I had been praying about something. I had been, you know, something had not been clear. And it was as if Pastor was just speaking to me today. It was as if somebody had gone to tell Pastor. We've had that. Somebody had gone to tell Pastor what my problem was. Or somebody had gone to. Because Pastor was just speaking. So please, when you come to church, don't just come. Pray that words of life will be disseminated. Hallelujah. Amen. So how does God speak to us? We have established that he speaks through his word. And that word, just like the woman with the issue of blood, she heard. The word is supposed to be heard. The word is supposed to be heard. But there has to be, you know, when faith is going to be born, is a how do we call it? It's a spiritual transaction. Yes, and this again, I go back to what I said last week. Words are spiritual tools. They are spiritual tools. The words are not just words for the sake of words. So when God is speaking to us, he's speaking to us through his word. He's speaking to us by his spirit, to our spirit. Faith is not of the head. Faith is not of your brain. Faith is not of your mind. Faith is of your heart. Your heart meaning of your spirit. Hallelujah. Faith is of the spirit. So when God is speaking, it is from his spirit, from the Holy Spirit, to our spirit. Hallelujah. So when we hear that word is how we get our faith quickened. I talked about listening, but also sometimes you can be praying. I'm sure that has happened to a lot of people. Something is like we are reading a particular verse of scripture and something just jumps off the you know the Bible to you. And it's like, I have been reading this thing before. How come I did not see it? I haven't seen it this way before. That is God communicating to you by his spirit. Amen? Amen. So, faith comes by hearing, written or spoken. But a lot of times, like I said, what God has said is faith comes by hearing. Ensure that you hear. And ensure that you hear with, you know, when we come to church, there's this prayer that we also pray. We pray that we have receptive hearts. Because some truths in the Bible are not easy to accept. Some truths are not easy to accept. They're not easy to just embrace like that. So sometimes you are, you know, like your pastor also says that you are struggling with God. It's not as if you are struggling with God. It's just that that truth is not pleasing to your flesh. The flesh is not agreeing with that truth. At that time. So, when you also come, when you are, particularly when you are reading, I do a lot of, my quest in life is that this thing, they will not just talk to me about it. Me too, I will tell people about. So, I read a lot of stuff. I do, sometimes I'm sure that if, I just go through. I'm just looking for. Because I want to have a better understanding of this thing. Like I say to people, I don't want to get to heaven. And God said, this thing was available to you, but you did not partake of it. It will be very painful. So, I want to experience everything that the Bible talks about. So, I read a lot of, I listen to a lot of people. I listen to, you know, generals of faith and all of that. And I read a lot of books. And you know, One of the things that we should do is not to read the Bible casually. I know that we have plans that we follow. But even with the plan, don't approach the Word of God casually. Do you understand? It's very important that we approach the Word of God with prayer. Like pray before, you know, you begin to read the Word. Even if it's just reading, you're not studying. Just reading. Approach the Word, you know, prayerfully. Somewhere in, I think it's Psalm 1, I don't know which of the, that David was praying. And this is a common prayer. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things from thy law. I think it's in 119. I don't know which of the verses, you know. So you have things. You don't just approach the Word of God. Just, okay, we have a prayer. We have a plan. So we want to read the plan. No. Always approach the Word of God prayerfully, asking God to reveal His Word, you know, to us. Amen. So, faith in God can only be based on what He said He will do. Faith in God can only be based on this. I said it last week. Sometimes, the reason why we run into error, I said it, somebody comes to give a testimony. You said, because that person gave a testimony, you just go and do your own. No. God did not promise you that. That person that gave the testimony, well, maybe God has said something to him or her about that thing. You cannot base your faith on somebody else's testimony. Your faith has to be based on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Your faith has to be based on the Word of God. So it's important. You don't base your faith on what somebody else has said or what somebody else got from God. No. No. Even if somebody gives a testimony, the onus lies on you to go back and see and, you know, like ask yourself, okay, if it's somebody you can ask, brother, sister, what's on? I know that we don't normally like to open up and tell people you just come up and tell people the results. You don't tell people the effort or what went in. But if it's somebody you can ask, what happened? Can you give me a background? I'm also believing God for. And then you can go back and say, Father, you know, with your Bible, of course, because you must have a word. You must have a word. You cannot just say, Sharon gave 5,000, got 50,000. Me too. Since God is not a respecter of persons. That's what the Bible says. God is not a respecter of persons. So you too, you go and do. No, it doesn't work that way. Anything that is not God, anything that God has not promised you He will do, please, don't expect Him to do it. Hallelujah. Don't expect Him to do it. Faith is based on His Word. What He said He will do. If He hasn't told He will do it, please, don't go and be, you know, disturbing yourself about that. Hallelujah. John 4. And essentially, still talking about this hearing. John 4, verse 41. John 4 is the story of the woman by the well of Samaria. And we all know that story. Okay, let me read from verse 39. It says, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified." Can you see again? That woman testified, so they believed. "He told me all that I ever did." She went into town to say, "I have seen a savior, come and, you know." "So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word." Not now because of the word of the woman, but because of his own word. "Then they said to the woman, 'Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.'" Let's use that woman in Mark 5 again. By the end of this, that woman in Mark 5 must just stick in your head. But it's a classical example of how faith works. So see this woman in Samaria. That woman too heard. This woman had a discussion with Jesus. She heard, she believed, and then she went into town, you know, to and people came. So, see, this people said, oh, we believe because of what you said. But now, beyond what you have said, we have heard him ourselves. And that is where our faith should be. That is where our faith should be. Hearing him for yourself. It is good to hear people testify. It is good to hear people say, come and see, you know, that come and see what the Lord has done. You know, it is good. But the best way, the best thing to do is to hear him for yourself. That woman with the issue of blood, she heard what he had done. She came close. She experienced a miracle or her deliverance. So, of course, she has heard him for herself. And then she could actually also tell other people. So, where we ought to be is to hear God for ourselves. That is the solid foundation. And I like the scripture. I think it's in First Corinthians 5. The just shall live. Habakkuk 2:4. The just shall live by his faith. I emphasis on his. Not just by faith. By his faith. If you are a child, behold the proud, his soul is on. But the just shall live by his faith. Emphasis on his faith. As a child, your parents can carry you a bit. After some time, nobody can carry you again. If you're a baby Christian, you can be carried for a while. But God expects us to grow. So after some time, nobody's faith can carry you. The just shall live by his faith. If I were to write the scriptures, I will put that H in capital and then bolden it and darken it. Yes. Because we need to understand that. The just shall live by his faith. Your faith. If you fail in the day of adversity, it means your strength. It means your faith was little. Your strength, your faith was little. So the just shall live by his faith. Hear God for yourself. It is good to say the gods that, you know how they say the God of, I don't want to mention names, the God of this person, this God of this person, the God of that person. When will he be the God of you? When will he become the God of you? Somebody too should be able to say the God of. Yes. Eh? Is it not so? Is he bad? So when will he become the God of you? The God of this person, the God of that person, the God of that person. When is he going to become my own God? So it is very critical that we hear him for ourselves. That is the solid foundation for faith. Hearing him. When you hear something, you cannot unhear. The reason why Abraham did all he did was because he heard. It was not a third party thing. He didn't say, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord is good. But that thus saith the Lord must meet what God has told you before. If it does not meet it, it does not align, please throw it out. But Abraham was God told Abraham. So there was no confusion. There was no doubt. Because he had it. He did not say, Moses told me. God told Moses. Moses told. No. Straight. No, how do you call it? No. It's not ringing out. There is no intermediary. Yes, that's what I wanted to say. No intermediary. Straight from the horse's mouth. Straight from it. Hallelujah. So it's important that we hear for ourselves. Important, very important, very, very important that we hear for ourselves. Very important that we hear for ourselves. From the little that we have said this evening, you should see that believing and hearing are inseparable. If you don't hear, you can't believe. If you don't hear, you can't believe. My favorite woman at this time, the woman with the issue of blood. You must go and study that woman with the issue of blood. You must go and study it. That woman heard. That hearing triggered, built belief, built faith in her. That faith prompted her to go to do. Yes. Prompted her to do. So, believing and hearing are inseparable. You need to hear. And again, I say, what are you listening to? What are you hearing? What are you listening to? When you are not beyond church, how many hours do you spend in church? How many messages do you hear in a month? Beyond church, what are you listening to? You cannot, your Christian life cannot be sustained on what you do, on what we do when we come to church. It cannot be sustained. It cannot be sustained. There's a lot that depends on you. So what are you listening to? I remember, like I said, now, maybe in the early, I'm still a young believer. I'm a believer, but I'm still, but you know, when we in school at that time, they used to tell us, they could not explain to us the reason why. You know, when people just, you know, how we used to do in that time, they just pass you down, they just put something on you. You should not do this, you should not do that. They did not explain the reason. They don't explain the why behind not doing something. I remember there was a particular sister then in school. It was like she was ahead of me or something, you know. And then she would come, stop reading, novels. And I used to read. I would not sleep. As in reading and not sleeping. I used to read a lot. Stop reading this thing. I used to read all the Sidney Sheldons, all the, what's the name of that? Cain and Abel. Jeffrey Archer, you know, all those books. Say, stop reading those books. Stop singing, stop listening to worldly music. That's what they call it. Worldly music. But it's not explained to us why. The why is that it corrupts your spirit, man. Let nobody lie to you. Now, I listen to Sonia Adeo. Do you understand? But I don't come and sit, and then once in a while, not that Sonia Day doesn't. What does he even sing? He's just a. That's why. That is my Oga. Oga la won. You know. But it's not as if I now sit 24/7. I'm listening to Davido. It affects your spirit, man. It does. I remember those days when we're coming up, we had friends that, you know, were in the choir, where used to play guitar and all of that. They said they wanted to get inspiration. They were listening to Kenny G, listening to all of that. A lot of them derailed in ahead. You know, if it was so sad. A lot of those guys just fell by the wayside. Say they are getting inspiration. How can you get inspiration from Kenny G? How? But that's what we tell ourselves. We want to justify what we're doing, you know? So, what you listen to, what you hear is important. I have told you, your ears feed your spirit. Your ears feed your spirit. Have you not noticed that even if you are not the one playing, you are just in a place and they're just playing one song. By the time you leave there, you just be humming. Mm-hmm, and you're wondering to yourself, how? That tells you that this thing is not joke. It's not joke. So please, very important. Believing and hearing are inseparable. The reason why we so many times seem to not have faith is because we are not hearing the right stuff. We are not listening to the right things. Hallelujah. And this faith, we have to develop it in all areas. You have faith for healing, faith for finances, faith for different things. So when you need, you know, so you hear testimonies about, and I know, and these things work. When you need something in a particular area, go and get scriptures, gather scriptures in that area, and begin to listen to them, and begin to feed your spirit man on those things. So you need faith in a lot. We must have faith all around. It must not be that you are well and you are broke. Or it must not be that you are in sound, you know, you are good, and then your health is not okay. I like what you see what Pastor Minister Joe did. This we took, you know, confessions on healing. You can take confessions on finances. Take confessions on your family. Take confessions on relationship. So all round, it cannot be just one and leaving the other. Hallelujah. Faith comes from anointed speaking. I have told you that. So when you are listening to all those people that you listen to, be careful. I give you it. When I was seven, I remember when I was seven, that thing can't leave me because, and the reason why it can't leave me is because it was too quick. I went to a church. I served in Kaduna. So I went for a service. It was New Ground. We had left camp when, you know, where I was living. What's it called? Coppers Lodge, something. So we're just looking for a church not too far that we could, you know. So I went at this church and they were talking and the pastor was making noise. Hey, God will bless you with a pathfinder. God will do that, that, that. He was just talking and going on and on. I can't forget because it was going on and on. You will get a pathfinder. You will do this. You will do that. You know, we're just coming from camp. You know, how many of us know how NCCF was? NCCF was fire. Fire. So I came out and this person was saying, you write, and he went on and on. At some point, I became grieved in my spirit. I was like, what is all of this? I was so bothered. So I left. I left the church. I never went back there. I was so bothered. So when I got home, I went back. I said, Holy Spirit, hey, Joe, is it that all of these things that we're talking about, all of this, our wahala, is it supposed to be just about a pathfinder? Man, you know what pathfinder? The man was calling it pathfinder. So I said, is it supposed to be all about pathfinder? Believe in a yard. You know, I was so vexed in my spirit. And God is awesome. Because he just took me to that scripture in Luke, where he talks about the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of things that he owns. Oh my God. I was delivered. But like I said, I never went back there. So, be careful who you listen to. Be careful what you hear. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. What are you listening to? What are you watching? Eye gate, air gate. They feed your soul. They feed your spirit, man. Hallelujah. So, Proverbs 4, 20 and 22. As I close, Proverbs 4. And you know what I said just now? It's if you are listening to something and you are not sure, please stop listening to it. Move away from it. Move away from it. You are listening to something, you are not sure. Some of us are not even grounded enough to know whether the person is preaching the truth or not. But you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. So the Holy Spirit will let you know whether that, you know. So please, it's very important. Not even in these days of everybody is opening shop of church. Church has become shop. Everybody is opening shop. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful who you listen to. Proverbs 4, 20. It says, my son, give attention. Can you give it to me in TPT? I love what Proverbs 4 verse 20. I'm going to 22, so this one that's... Okay, don't worry, I'll read it from my phone. It says, listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you. It says, and pay attention to all that I have to say. Are you paying attention to all God has to say? Pay attention to all that I have to say. It says, fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Can you imagine? So, like that radio that you are listening to on your way, why don't you listen to the Bible? Why don't you just put the Bible on tape and be listening to it? Because you should listen until they penetrate deep into your spirit, until it becomes part of you. You are not struggling to say, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? Ah, pastor is not here. Oh, that's scripture. That's scripture. That's scripture. No. Until they penetrate deep into your spirit. It says, then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. They are life to those who find them, and health to all of their flesh. And you know, these are the, again, there are lots of songs that are scriptures. That sometimes when I want to remember some scripture, it is the song I remember. When I remember that song, I remember that scripture. So there are songs that are scriptural. In the early days when Domo used to sing with Integrity Music, there were this one. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them... He actually just... They are alive to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. So there are songs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not. There are songs. Even for children, I remember Mr. Do Not Man. I don't know whether it's still available. Seek ye first. There's this Do Not Man, Mr. Do Not Man. For those of us that for children, you know, there were songs like there was one I was trying to remember some weeks ago, and it was a song I remembered. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds. That's Matthew 5:16. That Do Not Man would sing this scripture and scream this and put the scripture, you know, underneath. So please, when be very intentional about getting the word into you. Be intentional about it. Don't leave it to chance. Don't let it be, I don't have time. Build structure around getting the word into your system. Build structure around it. I can talk about it because God is helping me. Like I tell you before, if you have listened to me before, I used to watch a lot of TV. Nowadays, I tell them, the reason why I don't watch series on Netflix is because I cannot sit. By the time I sit like one or two, my body is doing me somehow. I will get up. Don't forget, this is me. He knows. In fact, when we first got married, even until not, I used to fight. Because when he comes and I'm watching TV, I cannot hear what he's saying. It's true. It's true. If you're talking to me and watching TV, forget it. I can't hear anything. I love TV that much. But I decided that this thing was not paying my government. It was not paying my local government. It's true. So please, be intentional. Be intentional. Now, I have maybe one or two series I watch on TV, and that's it. On weekends, I kind of try to loaf. But even the loafing is not. So be intentional. Be intentional about getting the word into your system. Hallelujah. That Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. Please, NKJV, we rise and we're going to read it aloud together. Proverbs 4, let's rise. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. NKJV. Or you bring out your Bible, Lord. In fact, we should start doing that. Because of these days of display now, people don't come to church with Bible. Eh? It's not good. Even if it is tab, it is a phone, one thing. Okay, so Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. Let's go. One, two, go. My son, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. You want to begin to pray this evening and ask for help where you need it? The just shall live by his faith. Your faith, our faith must grow. We must grow our faith. Our faith must grow. Begin to ask for help where you need it. Some of us need to cut off what we are listening to, what we watch, how we spend our time. Just begin to ask for help. The Holy Spirit is is our helper. Is our helper. Is our helper. Father, we just thank you because you are a very present help even in times of need. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Sweet Holy Spirit, I ask, oh God, that you will expand this even in our hearts beyond now, in the name of Jesus, that you will expand your word, expound it in our hearts even beyond this time, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We will not be hearers of this word only, oh God, but we will be doers of it, profiting thereby. We will be doers of the word, profiting thereby. We will be doers of the word, profiting thereby. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,